Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode. Today we're going to talk about mourning your old self. And it's not like a good mourning, it's mourning like you miss it. And when it comes to having a baby and your life changing, everything changes around you. And what you know as life right now will be completely different that second the baby comes into this world. So, real quick story, there's a time when, you know, you get to sleep in on Saturdays or go out to the beach or go whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it. And those times change throughout your life, right? Like after high school, you go to college, or after you're going to the workforce or a trade school, or you start a business, or you're somewhere. So your life changes like that. You no longer have afternoons off. You have to deal with bills and more life adult stuff. Then once you get a job, a real job, or start your career, there's that. You're going to the office. You're doing the Zoom calls. You are going to the job site. You are doing all the things that you need to do in order to grow your business or grow as a person and personal development and things like that. Then you could get a cool job where you fly all over the world. I was, when at 26 years old, I was able to fly to the South America, down to Brazil, Boston, Tennessee, Florida, Scotland, and I was 100% life on the road. And like flying first class and going to plants that make microchip processor things and managing the inventory for them. Like, life was insane. It was really fun and very spontaneous. But all that changes when, you know, one, you find a spouse and you get settled down. And then especially more, I think the biggest change is when you have a baby. That baby is another person. It's a whole something you've never ever experienced before in your life, and it can be a very big shock to people. Some people just assume, like, hey, you know, I'm the guy, I'll still go to work, make the money, my wife will handle it, right? Then there's the dad that wants to be more involved, and the extracurricular activities get few and far between. You have to learn how to say no to your friends and take criticism in different ways that you've never been in a situation to handle before. And maybe you're made fun of or poked at or whatnot. So it deals with a lot of self-worth, and then it can affect your self-worth a lot. Also your identity as a person, like who you are. You are a professional business person. You are a business owner. You are a athlete. You are whatever it is, insert your thing. Well, now that is removed, and some of that is taken up with being a parent. And being a parent has its own completely different new responsibilities and thought processes and things of that nature, to where you haven't been trained mentally or emotionally or spiritually or physically. You haven't had the training in order to do that thing, which is, you're now a parent of a newborn baby, which is a huge, huge, huge responsibility. So to mourn your old self after the baby comes is completely normal. Like, don't feel bad about it at all, because everyone feels that way. Everyone wishes they could just drop it all and go to the beach, or drop it all and go play basketball with the guys, or drop it all and go shopping with the girls, or drop it all and go to the club, or go on a spontaneous weekend vacation together like you used to. Or, you know, heck, go out and move. Like, maybe you want to move to another state. And maybe that's your thing. You're moving every 2 years to a different spot. Now it's like you have a spouse and a baby and bills and, like, 20 times more items in your house. So it's a huge change, and no one prepares you for it. So don't think or feel that you're the only one feeling these things or having these thoughts or having these desires or feeling down. Like, with parenting comes what I like to call situational anxiety, situational depression, situational overwhelm. You know, think about that for a second. You're going to be in this state of mind that you've never been in before, and you're not going to like it. Also, you're going to be having the least amount of sleep you've had consistently over weeks at a time, probably in your life, because your energy is focused on something completely different than what it is. It's one thing to be sleep deprived because of something that was going on in your past, but now you're sleep deprived and you have to cater to this little newborn who demands your focus, energy, and attention, even when it's sleeping. And you'll understand that when that happens, or if you already have kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like sleeping with one eye open all the time, or you are half asleep because you know when you have a short night, you can't sleep very well. You have to get up in like 2 hours, and you're just like half awake. Like, you know you shouldn't. You know you need to go back to sleep, but you know you need to get up soon. And you're just like laying there, and it's unproductive. That's what it's like to have a kid there at your beck and needing you at its beck and call or beck and cry. And so all these things add up to where you're not prepared for it. And to be honest, when I was researching and learning how to be a new parent or take care of this baby, none of this mindset stuff was there. No one, like, not even the doctors or the nurses were like, hey, make sure you're like mentally prepared for your life to change. Like, maybe they might say that, but it's a much deeper level. It's down to like the core of who you are will be changing, and you need to be okay with that, or at least aware of it. Because if you're wrapped up in what you do on the weekends, or what you do at night, or what you do for your job, or if you're a big people pleaser, I have that issue. I've been a big people pleaser my whole life, and learning to say no to people is hard. And even though they would understand why you're saying no, in your mind you don't want to let them down, and it's a thing. It really is. So, depending on what your specific personality type is, what you find value in, and how you view yourself, and how you think of yourself, and your self-talk, and the tape player that goes on, that plays over and over and over in your head from the voices and the things that your mind tells you, like, oh, you're not worth it, or oh, they're going to think you're weak, or oh, they're going to say, you're going to disappoint them and let them down, they're going to be angry at you, or they just got upset at me for no reason at all because I said no because I want to stay home with my baby, or said no because I need to sleep, or said no because I can't afford it anymore for every weekend of this or that. It has to go to diapers and wipes, or something. So you just need to be prepared for all that stuff to happen. And no books out there have really talked about that when I was researching stuff or whatever, or read through some of the dad books or even the mom books or stuff like that. So this podcast is just to let you know that, one, again, kind of our theme. I have a couple themes, but it's okay not to be okay. What you feel is fine, and everyone, I promise you, almost every parent you talk to will have had or had felt what you are feeling at any moment in time. Literally. All the good thoughts, all the crazy thoughts, all the bad thoughts, all the negative thoughts, all the positive thoughts, all the overwhelming thoughts. Everyone has had some sort of that version in their head at every single stage. And especially right when you're bringing your baby home for those first 3 months. And then also when they get older, when they're walking, and when they're a toddler, and when they start school, and things like that. All these things are wrapped up into who you are as a person. So make sure that you are able to pivot and change with the times, because the times will change. Everything does change all the time. And so just starting off by saying, I'm okay with change, is one positive step towards that. Just, I'm okay with change. I'm going to be okay with change, and I'm going to be aware of it. I'm going to be more aware of my feelings and thoughts. Yeah, that might sound a little gushy and ooey and gooey or whatever, but that's what has to happen in order for you to make it. Because you'll get caught up no matter what, but just to be more aware of it, to be alert, ready, and also willing to talk about it with your spouse or with someone is very key. So that's all from me on this one. Hope it hit home. I'm proud of you, rooting for you, love you. You know where to find us, newparentsecrets@gmail.com or Jake Edling at Instagram. Talk to you soon. Bye.